Nearly 17 million people have signed up for a new national Do Not Call list designed to reduce unwanted telemarketing calls. Many more are expected to register starting today when consumers in the eastern United States can add their names to the list by calling a special phone number. The new rule takes effect in October, but those who think there won't be any more calls at dinner time may be disappointed. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The Federal Trade Commission began signing people up for its new national Do Not Call list last month, and since then the list has been growing at a furious pace. At one point, they were adding 158 new telephone numbers a second. But marketers say the existence of such a list won't put an end to all forms of telemarketing. James Lyons is president of Optima Direct, a direct marketing consulting firm. He says companies in some cases will still be able to call their customers.
I think the consumer's under the impression that they're not going to get any more phone calls, but the fact of the matter is that they will, that there's an affinity or an association or a relationship already pre-existing with many of their service providers and product providers, and those folks are going to continue to be contacting them. So I think the industry's going to change. It's going to focus on different ways to sell business, but at the end of the day, telemarketing's still going to be there.
Companies that, for example, have a pre-existing relationship with a consumer will still be able to call them for up to 18 months after the new rule takes effect. But the government estimates by getting their name placed on the list, an individual could effectively eliminate up to 80% of unwanted telephone solicitations. The telecommunications industry claims that will ultimately lead to massive job losses. Tim Searcy is executive director of the American Teleservices Association, an industry trade group.
We anticipate 2 million people will be unemployed October 1st when this is implemented. About 64% of the people in this industry are minorities, 5% are physically disabled, 26% are single working mothers. These are going to be hard to reabsorb into an already fragile economy.
The association has also filed a suit in federal court, claiming the rule raises free speech issues and that it unfairly exempts certain groups. Again, Tim Searcy.
We have sued the Federal Trade Commission in federal court over this issue based on the fact that they did not balance the consumer and business interests, and this restriction is a violation of the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, in particular because of the exemptions that they've created for the politicians themselves, who can still call you and are a source of tremendous complaints during the political season, as well as charities. They've taken the highway of the telephone, and they've basically made a lane that is just for them.
Some telemarketing executives, however, say the new rule won't reduce the overall amount of marketing. It will just change how it gets done. Jim Lyons at marketing consulting firm Optima Direct believes many companies will simply look at other channels, such as direct mail and spam, to reach customers. And he says eliminating people who really hate telephone pitches will allow marketers to focus more on those who don't.
Our philosophy on direct marketing is the way to extrapolate the most out of a potential client or potential customer is to give the dog what the dog wants to eat. They like to buy through teleservices, give them that channel. If they like to buy through direct mail, give them that channel. If they like to buy online, provide that channel.
According to industry trade groups, companies spent around $80 billion on telemarketing last year. The Federal Trade Commission has said it expects as many as 60 million people to register to be put on the new Do Not Call list by the time the rule officially takes effect this fall. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.